The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what do you say we start with a quiz? I know you love that.
Yay.
What's a terebinth? You heard it in the first reading. Abraham, by the terebinth of Mamre. Terebinth is just a big tree. What's a Mamre? Probably the name of a chieftain who was letting Abraham hang out on his territory. That has absolutely nothing to do with the homily. But these two questions do. First question, what was last week's gospel story? The Good Samaritan, thank you. The story of a man who was very generous in ministering to someone who was in need. He took action and was praised for his action. Question number two. Considering that the story of the Good Samaritan is immediately before the story we just heard in Luke's gospel, remembering that it's right before, what important thing did Jesus not say to Martha when she complained about Mary? When I was in grad school, one of my scripture teachers told me that it's fascinating to look at what is not said, almost as important, sometimes as important as what is said in scripture. Jesus did not tell Martha to stop working. If you're following the storyline that Luke is giving us here, you know that Jesus has just recently turned and is moving toward Jerusalem for the final time. He's not making the trip alone. His disciples, most likely at least the 12, are with him. So here's Martha, who has violated the taboo of talking to a man who is not of her household in public, and brings further scandal by inviting him into her home. Here she is, and her reward? She gets to prepare lunch for 15 people. Here's another thing not mentioned in the text that's important to note here. There is no mention of frozen entrees or microwaves. But Martha is on fire to be of service to Jesus. Jesus does not turn down her offer. He does not say, "Oh, never mind, we had a late breakfast, not to worry." He's doing exactly what he told the 72 disciples that he sent out on mission in the gospel we heard 2 weeks ago. He and his followers are eating the food that is offered to them in this house. But without Martha and all her effort, there wouldn't be any food to be offered. That part of the many things burdening Martha is very real. So what's the point? Mary, Jesus said, has chosen the better part. But note that he does not say, she has chosen the easy part. Mary has given over all of her attention to Jesus. She has given all of her respect to Jesus, recognized his authority. She's in the posture of a disciple at the feet of the Master. Martha has made room for these missionaries at her table. Mary has made room for Jesus' teaching in her heart and in her mind. That is often much harder, wouldn't you say? Each of the two sisters is supplying one important component of true hospitality. So why is Jesus on Martha's case, if only just a little bit here? I think it might be because she is self-absorbed in wanting to do a good job, with a problem that, by the way, she created for herself by inviting Jesus in. Whatever her battle is interiorly, she's become distracted from the gift that her guest has brought her. Her busyness is preventing her from being truly present to Jesus. She's placing concern about the temporary, maybe a little hunger, above the opportunity to taste something of the eternal. Here's what I think Jesus might be telling Martha. If only one of those two components of hospitality can be fully present, creating some physical comfort or attending to the spirit of the guest, put your emphasis on the spirit. Both aspects are important. Remember, the Samaritan traveler was acting physically to comfort. And those acts of mercy, of kindness, of charity, action that heals, that shares, all of those things are essential. But experience tends to show us that without true connection, one person to another, these acts are very limited and sometimes even completely ineffective at bringing a growth of spirit to either the guest or the host, either the giver or receiver. They don't get the full experience. You know, in God's economy, our capacity to love others and our capacity to feel love from others increases only to the extent that we are willing to give our own away. When you come forward in our communion procession today, we are coming forward for a meal with Jesus. Which of the sisters will you be most like? Will you be mostly Martha? Worried, anxious, preoccupied, distracted as you go back to your seat? Or will you be mostly Mary? Listening, absorbing, making room for the words that God would speak to you today in this sacrament. Making room for them to enter you and to come to life through you, through your action this week. You get to choose.